On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
Thank you for joining us. Fabulous producer Rob Centers done a fabulous job all week. That's his job, and he did well. And so we very much appreciate his hard work and his help. Movie Mike McGranahan is next. Professional movie critic, website aisleseat.com. Staff writer for Screen Rant and a member of the Broadcast Film Critics Society. He's now working on Ranker, too. So ranking those films, that's his specialty. Follow him on Twitter. Sponsored by the Campus Theater when he pops in our studio. And thank you for doing so. Welcome aboard.
Hello and good morning.
I do appreciate it. Okay, what are we looking at here? Fighting with My Family.
Fighting with My Family is based on the true story of WWE superstar Paige. And if you're like me, your first reaction to hearing that is probably, who? Rest assured, you don't need to care about professional wrestling to enjoy this movie. Florence Pugh plays Paige, a girl from a small England town. Her parents run a wrestling school, and she and her brother both dream of joining the WWE. After applying, she gets signed, he doesn't. Vince Vaughn plays the no-nonsense coach who guides her through training, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson has a small supporting role as himself. There are two parts to Fighting With My Family. The scenes with Paige trying to climb the ladder in the WWE work because of the star-making performance from Florence Pugh. The actress has an appealingly feisty quality on screen that immediately earns our empathy. The other part involves Paige's relationship with her brother, and it's even better. Co-star Jack Loudon does effective, understated work capturing his character's wounded pride, the way it tears him up inside to see his sister get the opportunity he's dreamed of all his life. The movie's storytelling approach is pretty standard. Not much here is new or innovative. That's okay because it executes the formula well. Fighting With My Family is nicely acted, observant about family relationships, and yes, often quite funny, even if you don't know a camel clutch from a dragon sleeper. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 Vince McMahons.
What?
And I don't know what either of those things are either. I Google search professional wrestling terms.
Yeah, I don't know either. But 3 out of 4, and it's about professional wrestling. I'm surprised.
Well, it's sort of about professional wrestling. It's really more about the family. It's about this girl that has a dream, and her brother has the same dream, and she gets a chance to accomplish it, and he doesn't. So part of it does follow her through the WWE, and it's kind of fun to see some of the backstage goings-on in their training program. But a lot of the film is about that sibling rivalry, about the fact that her brother tries to be supportive of her, but he's really resentful inside and kind of bitter. And she's trying to move ahead, knowing that this is crushing him to have to watch her get the dream he has. So it's really about much, much more than professional wrestling. It takes place in that world, but I wouldn't say it's a film about wrestling. I don't know anything about wrestling. I don't care about wrestling, and I was thoroughly entertained by this movie.
Right, and so anybody with a family dynamic of any kind may have an appreciation for that.
Right.
And she delivers a stupendous portrayal here?
She does. I think she has the potential to be a major star. She's a British actress who's been in a couple things. She had a supporting role in the movie The Commuter with Liam Neeson. She was in the movie Lady Macbeth a few years ago, but she's very much in the early stages of her career, and based on her work in this film, she could be a star. She is just really, really charismatic on screen.
All right. I didn't recognize her from The Commuter. What role was she in that film, if you remember?
Offhand, I don't remember who she played exactly, but I know that she was in that, and a couple other things, but mostly British productions. So that's the one thing Americans might have seen her in before this, but just a really, really great performance.
All right. And so that draws helps raise up the whole thing to a 3. Are we talking Oscar buzz? She's just that outstanding? If not now, maybe later, that kind of thing?
Well, we're so early in the year, and performances from earlier in the year tend to be forgotten. Usually the things that get nominated come out in those last 2 or 3 months of the year. So my guess is that probably this movie won't get any nominations, but I think it's going to do a lot for her career regardless. The movie's been kind of a sleeper hit so far, and I think it's going to continue to do well. And when it comes on DVD, it's going to do really well, and I think it's going to give her a major career boost.
All right, when we see it on cable. I'm not a DVD person, but I definitely want a sufficient number of good movies that you recommend on cable. All right, so 3
Vince McMahons.
Okay, fantastic. Right.
Him I knew.
Oh, yeah, everybody knows him. All right, that's great. All right, Fighting With My Family. New movies are coming out. What will we see at the theaters?
Yeah, this is kind of a slow week because next week Captain Marvel opens. Nobody wanted to open anything too big this weekend because they know that it's just going to get crushed under the weight of that movie next weekend. So we have 2 openings, starting off with A Madea Family Funeral. Tyler Perry returns as Madea, who this time travels to backwoods Georgia, where she finds herself unexpectedly unexpectedly planning a funeral that might unveil unsavory family secrets. This is supposedly the final Madea film from Tyler Perry. We'll see.
Why do I find myself, you know, I think to myself, I look at the description, I think, yeah, but if I come across it on cable, I can't turn away.
They're just kind of fascinating. My feelings on them have been mixed. There have been a couple I thought were really, really funny and a couple I thought were terrible. So the quality level on these goes back and forth. I am curious to see this one, and I'm going to see it later today, to see how they sort of wrap up Madea's story arc over all of these films and what they do with her.
Oh, yeah, that should be interesting. All right, yeah, it'd be interesting to see what happens to the young lady after,
absolutely,
we watched her grow up.
Absolutely.
All right.
So we have that, and then we have Greta, a young woman befriends a lonely widow who's harboring a dark and deadly agenda towards her. This one stars Chloe Grace Moretz and the great French actress Isabelle Huppert.
Okay, fantastic. All right, so we'll look for those at theaters, and then we'll look at aisleseat.com later today to see, or on the day ahead, see how you're doing with the first one that you mentioned. All right, entertainment news. What's happening? Lots of people still talking about Green Book.
Yes, Green Book won the Academy Award for Best Picture on Sunday night, somewhat controversially, as a matter of fact. This is one of those movies that there was a lot of speculation that Roma was going to win Best Picture. I didn't think it would. I felt the movie was probably too slow for the Academy. They like a movie that has a nice, big, obvious message that's easily digestible and has some sort of social value. So Green Book was the clear one to fit that mold there. But Green Book has been a controversial win, a lot of people calling it the worst Best Picture winner ever. And this movie has really divided people because on the one hand, I think it's a really entertaining movie with great performances from Viggo Mortensen and Mahershala Ali, who won Best Supporting Actor. It's a movie about how when you get to know somebody, you learn to drop the labels. You stop seeing them for their race or their religion or their sexual preference, and you see the whole person. And in today's very divided age, I don't really see anything wrong with a movie that offers a little bit of optimism and the idea that we can change. On the other hand, I agree with the criticism, which is that the movie's approach is somewhat regressive towards race. And this is another movie about the white guy helping the black guy, and the whole movie takes place in the Jim Crow South. Mahershala Ali's character is a pianist who goes on a tour of the Deep South during that era and hires a white guy to drive him. But the movie is told from the white guy's point of view, and there's a scene where the white guy is teaching the African-American guy how to eat fried chicken and how to listen to, I forget who it was, Little Richard or somebody like that. Yeah, so there's sort of feeling this is a 21st century Driving Miss Daisy, and that's made it a little bit controversial, especially given the fact that it beat out Spike Lee's Black Klansman, which is also a movie about racism and is much more hard-hitting and incisive and urgent. So Green Book's win been somewhat controversial.
All right, okay, but what's your opinion on this?
Well, Black Klansman was my number one movie of the year, so I think it should have won. Like I said, I enjoyed Green Book as a piece of entertainment and a piece of optimism. I do agree that if you're going to give an award to a movie that's trying to address racism, why would you give it to the one that offers up these nice little simple kinds of messages? Why not give it to the movie that actually gets to the heart of how racism has endured in this country over the decades? So I think that it was not the best choice for Best Picture. I think that time will not be kind to its win. On the other hand, Black Klansman, people are going to be watching that 30 years from now, just as they're watching Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing, which came out 30 years ago. And I think Green Book will be forgotten in half that time.
Well, good. And I saw on TV recently, Channel 16 did a story about some of the Scranton hotels that were on the Green Book, or that were in there.
Yeah.
So that's a fabulous sort of local connection there. I wonder if there are any other local connections.
So, you know, again, I just want to add that I did like Green Book. I enjoyed it. I gave it 3.5 stars, but I admit that there's a very big problem with it. So I'm not anti-Green Book. I just am more pro Black Klansman.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, it's interesting with the Academy, you never see, well, in second place was this or in third place.
Right.
Right. There's no runner-up or anything along that line. Be interesting how they had placed some of the other films that were there. So when we saw that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's see. What else is cooking? We got Rotten Tomatoes is going to make it a little easier to not do what you had warned us about last week.
Yeah. Rotten Tomatoes is getting rid of the ability for users to rate a movie before the movie comes out. I don't know why they had that anyway. But it was prompted by this whole thing with Captain Marvel. a lot of these idiot, and I'm using air quotes here, people can't see it, but I'm using air quotes, fans are upset because here's another superhero movie like Black Klansman that's not about a white male. And so they've been going on Rotten Tomatoes and rating Captain Marvel very lowly before it's come out, before anybody has seen it, and trying to drag its score down. And Rotten Tomatoes has said, you know what, we're not allowing this anymore after what happened with Star Wars The Last Jedi and Black Panther. And so they are removing the ability for users to rate a movie before the movie has come out.
But who does the ratings for Rotten Tomatoes? Could I go in and rate a movie?
You can, as a user. I mean, people like me, I'm an approved tomato meter critic, so my review counts on the tomato meter score, but then they have an audience score. So anybody who uses Rotten Tomatoes can go on there and rate a film.
Okay. I should probably know all of this. I should ask my daughter if I need to know anything hip in the world. All right, fantastic. Well, you said which film that you're going to, so we got that out of the way. Anything else on the near horizon as far as what you're going to see or do or post or what you wish we should look for?
I'm going to see Kathleen Turner at Susquehanna University on Sunday night, which she's going to be appearing, so I'm really looking forward to that. One of my favorite actresses ever.
Yeah, describe this career. I tried to, you know, I did the adolescent male's description to Matt, who hadn't heard of her, but tell me a little bit more that digs into her filmography and her talent.
Just a fine, really diverse actress who has worked in so many great films with so many great directors. She made Peggy Sue Got Married with Francis Ford Coppola, for which I believe she was nominated for an Oscar, all the way to something like Serial Mom, where she worked with John Waters. Just a really diverse career. Also starred with Steve Martin in a really underrated 80s comedy called The Man with Two Brains. But one of those actresses who can just do pretty much anything and has had a long, really diverse career on stage and screen. And she's very candid in interviews, so I'm sure that she's going to be a hoot to listen to on Sunday night.
Why aren't you still performing? Still on Netflix?
Still acts? Yeah, still acts. Still pops up in movies? Sure.
And opera? So
she does it all.
She does it all. How about that? Well, in the Me Too era, we'll see what she has to say. So
yeah.
Fabulous. Thank you so much.
Great. Movie thank
Mike.
You.
Movie Mike McGranahan, professional movie critic. Please do as I do. You'll be entertained. Follow him on Twitter, at ILC. His website's ILC.com, and his appearance sponsored by the Campus Theater, Lewisburg.